This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Bars and restaurants in New York will shut early Friday as part of fresh measures designed to slow surging new infections in the U.S. as hospitals in many European countries fill up with new patients. The United States and parts of Europe are recording higher infection and hospitalization numbers than they had during the first coronavirus wave in March and April. Hospitals are treating more patients in France than they did in April, while Serbia's capital Belgrade has started shipping its COVID-19 cases to other cities because its beds are full. Israel has signed a deal with Pfizer to receive the drug maker's potential COVID-19 vaccine, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Friday. Pfizer and its partner BioNTech confirmed a deal was forthcoming in a statement Thursday, but did not disclose financial details. Microsoft said Friday hackers working for the Russian and North Korean governments have targeted more than half a dozen organizations involved in COVID-19 treatment and vaccine research around the globe. The software company said a Russian hacking group, commonly nicknamed Fancy Bear, along with a pair of North Korean actors dubbed Zinc and Cerium by Microsoft, were implicated in recent attempts to break into the networks of seven pharmaceutical companies and vaccine researchers in Canada, France, India, South Korea, and the United States. Microsoft said the majority of the targets were organizations that were in the process of testing COVID-19 vaccines. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic have brought on. Amid speculation that he would leave government, Dominic Cummings late Thursday night told BBC that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. This is VOA News.